no good. He misses both. LeCandro gets the rebound. Downing Rivers from left to right. 2 seconds left. Downing Rivers leans in for the win. He hit it! A straightaway three for Mose Downing Rivers, and Barton takes down Dodge City. Lembright gets it in easily to Unruh. 10 seconds to go. Tie game. Unruh right side. On the wing. Dumps it to Potts. Doubled out to Unruh. Shoots a three. She connects with 2 seconds to go. And a timeout called by Brandy Fowler. A right point three for Becca Unruh. And the Demons take the lead with half a second to go.
Welcome back to the Gate Center in Fort Wayne. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Purdue-Fort Wayne holding an 18-point edge over Northern Kentucky, 56-38. The Mastodons in this game have shot 46% from the field, 45% from the three-point line at 9 out of 20. And they have just been clinical shooting the basketball. At points today, they've gone over 60% in certain stretches of this contest. So consistent shooters do what they do best. A 37% three-point shooting team on the season. Best in the Horizon League. And they now lead it 56-38 with the basketball left to right in the gray jerseys defended by the Norse and a switching man defense in black. Turning the corner, Jordan Reed heading toward the rim. She lays it up and banks it no good. Rebounded by Northern Kentucky. Up the floor to Calissa Lacey. Outlet to Adowu for a three. That's off the mark from the left wing. Long rebound secured by Jordan Reed for Purdue Fort Wayne. Dons leading by 18, 4 minutes left in the third. Renner Schwederman turns baseline left. She goes up with her right hand, defended by Lacey. The shot falls off to the left. The Norse grab the board with Noelle Hubert, who's back in the game. Here's a pass on a cut by Kimora Morgan. Throw it up top for Lacey, driving to the right. Stops just inside the arc, looking inside. Fires it down to the right block for Meredith. Meredith draws some contact, falls away from 5 feet, and it trickles in over the front of the rim. Maya Meredith with 17 points in this game, averages only 9. And the lead shrinks down to 16, 56-40 with 3:24 left in the third. Lauren Ross steps inside, throws a pass errantly. That's intercepted by Northern Kentucky's Anna Hamilton. And the Norse back on the move. Meredith flips to the corner. Lacey launches the three. And that rims out from the corner pocket. Rebounded by Purdue Fort Wayne's Jordan Reed. All the way down into the lane. Reed draws contact as she goes tumbling out of bounds and into the padding along the wall underneath the baseline. And a foul called against Northern Kentucky's Maya Meredith. The Dons heading back to the line for the fifth and sixth attempts of the game. The Norse still have not gotten there, and we've played almost 7 minutes into this third quarter. Kind of hard to believe. Jordan Reed, only a 58% foul shooter. She's scoreless so far here today. Not a big part of the scoring for this offense, but cans the first foul shot. Grad transfer from Indiana Wesleyan, just down the road, about an hour south in Marion, an NAIA program that plays in the Crossroads League. Second foul shot from Reed on the way, rattles in. And Jordan Reed extends the lead back to 18, 58-40. We've played 7 minutes in this third quarter at the Gate Center. The Dons looking to stay unbeaten in conference play. Bounce into Adowu, high post on the right. Looks for some help. Finds the cutting Morgan streaking to the rim. Misses the shot. The stick back, though, is good as Morgan follows her own miss and banks it in low on the right. 58-42. 2:43 left in the third. Don's having a little trouble getting it across half court. Finally, Lauren Ross breaks the pressure, standing on the edge of the Mastodon head logo at center court. Slides it left to Schwederman. Back up top for Reed, who doesn't get a lot of touches, but she has gotten some play here in this third quarter. Driving baseline, Emerson shut off. 6 seconds on the timer. Backing up Ross. She now hesitates, bursts into the lane, kicks it out for a three from the corner at the shot clock horn. Schwederman comes up short. The rebound tapped out of bounds by the Mastodons last, and the Norse will move back right to left, trailing by 16. Dons will bring in local flavor Sydney Graber, a 6'1", fifth-year senior transfer from Central Michigan, but graduated from Homestead High School here in Fort Wayne. Also into the game, Amelia Bromenschenkel, who's got 10 points today. She checks in for Reed. And the Norse down by 16 with the ball, 2:12 left in the third. Calissa Lacey dribbles inside toward the lane. She throws a bounce pass into the paint that gets tied up, and the Mastodons are in possession of the arrow. So the Norse turn it over. I mean, it feels like they've got to be almost perfect here for the next few minutes to try and have a chance in the fourth quarter. That is the seventh Northern Kentucky turnover in this game. Freeman almost gave it away. She's in a double team. Gives it up to Emerson toward the paint. Graber inside turns around. Tosses it over her right shoulder. Comes up short. Rebound on the weak side for Northern Kentucky's Kalissa Lacey. They're down by 16 with 1:48 left in the third. 58-42. The Norse have won three of their last four. Haven't won, though, here in 3 years. Shot missed by Kalissa Lacey inside. An offensive rebound pulled down by Idowu. And a foul on the Mastodons. Reaching in, Amelia Bromanchenko with her second personal. Dons have only been called for five fouls in the entire game today with 1:41 left in the third. That's the second of the quarter. Inbound baseline right. Drop-down baskets here at the Gate Center. Lob in for Kalissa Lacey. Short corner on the right. Dribbles a couple times. Finds Kimora Morgan inside. She throws it off the glass too strong from the right side. Rebounded by Purdue Fort Wayne. Sydney Freeman, no-look pass to Graber in transition. And she is whacked on her way to the rim. Will go to the stripe for the Dons. Macy Blevins reaches in to stop a two-on-one break and force Graber to hit a couple free throws. Graber had seen her minutes shrink just a little bit this year, down to about 11 minutes a game, 5 out of 9 from the foul line, and her scoring was much better earlier on in her career. High recruit out of high school at Homestead on the southwest side of Fort Wayne. First free throw perfect for Graber into the scorebook for the first time today, as the Mastodons have had 8 different players score in this contest. Got a 17-point lead. Second free throw for the Southpaw rolls in. And it's 60-42 with 90 seconds left in the third. Purdue Fort Wayne in full command here at home, where they have not lost this season. Right side pass to the baseline for Hamilton. Flips it up top. Blevins a long three. That's a brick off the back iron. But an offensive rebound yanked down by Idowu, and she's fouled on the putback. This foul's on Graber. And the Norse have done an excellent job crashing the glass here in this third quarter. That's the seventh offensive rebound in this game for Northern Kentucky. Two shots for the 70% free throw shooter that hasn't scored since the first quarter, believe it or not. First free throw on the way and no good. Comes up short. Idowu, the Northeastern transfer from Calumet Park, Illinois, leading scorer for this team at 12 a game for an offense that's been up and down all season. Goes 1 out of 2. And it's 60-43, the Mastodons leading by 17 points at home. 70 seconds left in the third in this women's basketball matchup in Horizon League play. Bursting into the lane, Sydney Freeman lays it up and leaves it empty as she could not get the shot to drop off the front iron. Northern Kentucky has the rebound. Anna Hamilton down the baseline. Stops, turns to the perimeter, throws it to Lacey for a three. Back rim miss. Rebound crawls off the top of the backboard. Saved in by Anna Hamilton for Northern Kentucky. Reload chance here with a fresh 20. Back out top for Lacey, standing high on the right. Lacey drives around the ball screen from Idowu down the left lane line. Stops with 8. And her pass into the paint is deflected and stolen for a moment. We've got a whistle that stops play. A foul on Northern Kentucky here, as the Dons had possession. And we're waiting on the official call. Anna Hamilton is the guilty party on a trip. Maya Meredith comes in alongside Jazzy Limbo. One for each team here on substitutions. That was the 5th foul of the quarter against Northern Kentucky, so free throws coming up here for the Mastodons. And it looks like it's Amelia Bromanchenko walking to the line for Purdue Fort Wayne. Horizon League Player of the Week a couple times last year. Okay. Right-hander's first one is straight through. Dons up by 18. They led by just 9 at halftime, but an immediate burst out of the break. 9-2 run. Extended that lead some more. Second free throw, no good. Rolls off to the left. And the ball goes out of bounds, touched last by Northern Kentucky. So the Dons will have another 20 seconds to work here with 30 seconds left in the quarter. And the inbound will come deep in the corner. Audra Emerson looks to inbound. She flips it into the backcourt where Sydney Freeman chases it down. And Freeman in the pink shoes and a black leg sleeve on her right knee. Turns to the right side, gives it up for Emerson. Cross-court pass intercepted by the Norse. They could hold for the final shot if they want. Still pushing here and kind of feeling things out. Emerson goes to the right for Reese Pelega. Now it's Hamilton out top. She gets a touch. 7 seconds left in the third. Ball deflected by Graber out on the perimeter. Throw it into the paint. And now it is stolen by the Dons with 2 seconds. Freeman near half court chucks up a line drive that falls well short and rolls out of bounds. And that is the end of the third quarter at the Gates Center on the north side of Fort Wayne. After three, Purdue Fort Wayne leads Northern Kentucky 61-43. You're listening to Mastodon Women's Basketball on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.